In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The story of Zechariah is instructive for several things. One of which is, very rarely do you become popular by bringing God's word to the people. You know, if you want to become popular, tell people what they think they want to hear. Give them the gospel of prosperity. If you just pray, brothers and sisters, the Lord will give you a Mercedes-Benz. God wants you to be prosperous. God wants you to be famous and wealthy. I've read the gospel, and that's not quite what I get out of it. But if you want to be popular, talk like that. If you want to be popular, found your own church, have stadium seating, provide a coffee bar in the entrance area. Don't ever tell anyone something they don't want to hear. You know, just help them to be good people, or what they think is good people. You know, got a good example of that going on in South Auckland. But you know, that's not going to get you to heaven. That's not going to be obedient to God. If you look at the history of the church, if you look at the history of the pre-church, in other words, the people of the Old Covenant, you will see time and time again that, in general, people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to be called to fidelity with the covenant. And this is precisely what Zechariah did. He was possessed, not in the, the TV movie, horror movie sense, but he was possessed by the word of God. And, God inspired him as a prophet to call the people to fidelity because they were being unfaithful to God. They were worshiping alien gods. They were doing their own thing. And he called them to be faithful. God says, "Why are you transgressing the Lord's commands so that you cannot prosper? Because you have abandoned the Lord, he has abandoned you." And they conspired against him. And they committed a great crime, not just in killing an innocent man, but in desecrating the temple of God by having him stoned to death there. And what were his final words? "May the Lord see and avenge." That's exactly what happened. When we are unfaithful to God, it's not as if, God's just going to, smite us, but our actions bring their own consequences. And what happened to the false king? He was attacked by his enemies. And so if we are unfaithful to God, if we ignore his commandments, bad things happen to us because God's commandments are meant to keep us healthy and to bring us to heaven. If you ignore them, you're going to have badness on earth. And worse than that, you're going to have a miserable death and a miserable afterlife. We see that time and time again in the stories of those who have been enemies of God, the miserable deaths that they have endured. Sometime look up the death of Stalin. It's really quite a scary thing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.